Hey everyone, welcome to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, and this is episode 18. I'm so excited to be still doing it. I'm excited for everyone who keeps tuning in and all the new listeners. I hope you don't hate it too much. So I'm going to take a coffee second here. I guess a lot's happened since the last episode. One cool thing is PDX Hip Hop Week just wrapped up. There were some great events. Hip Hop Fighting Cancer, who I'm a board member of, had a show down at Kelly's Olympian with a lot of great acts. Scooter Rogers, Shaddai, Samuel the First, lots of great other acts were on there. And that was cool. Mic Check PDX had a cool event. There was other cool events related to it. There was a beat challenge, a verse challenge. There was some other online events and some Zoom events related to Portland hip hop and just the music culture as a whole. And it was great. It wrapped up with the Star Awards, which is an event I didn't get to go to last year. I had attended several events last year, but Shado attended even more than me. And he went to the Star Awards and told me how cool it was and how neat it was to see like all these town legends being honored and stuff. And like, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I was excited just to go this year. So anyway, fast forward to this year, DJ OG1 says he's announcing like the semifinalists or those in contention for Star Awards. And so I'm tuning in like, you know, I want to see who got an award. This is cool. You know what I mean? Maybe Jordan's going to get an award. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to see what kind of musical acts and hosts and stuff are going to get stuff. And I didn't expect to be even on the semifinalist list. So to make a semifinal in two of those categories was an honor to me. Like it was good enough for me. To me, that was like winning an award, just knowing that I was being recognized. And this is not something that I do it for, but it really felt great in the heart. Just to be announced on that IG Live by DJ OG1 as a semifinalist in those two categories felt better to me than making the best radio personality finalists in the Willamette Week newspaper. And that's no disrespect to Willamette Week. It just felt like, you know, I love radio, but I love the hip hop, you know, culture in Portland. And so I just felt like, you know, this is really an honor because it's still related to radio, but it's related to the music culture that I love. You know, one of my favorite genre of music really. It was just, that was awesome. And so then a couple days later when he actually announces the winners and I won and I was one of the winners in the Unsung Hero category, that blew my mind because I really, really, really didn't expect it. And so I almost felt like I've said before, like, whoa. So anyway, fast forward to this last week, the ceremony comes up. It was one of the few in-person events related to PDX Hip Hop Week. Even though social distancing rules were in effect, we were not allowed to bring guests. I can confirm that the tables were spaced pretty far away. Everyone sat in small groups at the tables and we were all with masks on, spaced pretty well from each other. So all the rules were being followed. But I was still happy that it was somewhat an in-person event. Because like with the Willamette Week, you know, all the people who were finalists got to be, you know, at this block party thing they have every year. And so that would have been me and Shado for, you know, my individual and for the podcast categories that we made the finalists in for the other podcast. I'm on the After Hours Show podcast. So we missed out on that because of the pandemic. So for me, it felt great to not miss out on this award ceremony and get to go up, accept my award. You know, I did a quick little thank you speech and tried to really, you know, just generally touch on people that I felt like have helped me along the way or inspired me along the way. It was cool just to be in that room, just to be a part of it. It really was. I felt like I was just surrounded by talent and like legends and stuff. Even the younger people who were getting awards, just current like stars to me, like, and not just in it, just in what they do for the culture, not just in the dope music that they're making, but that's a longer story. But I'm going to tell you guys kind of what the event was like for those who didn't get to go, because normally an audience would be allowed, you know, there'd be tickets and seats and people can bring their significant others or friends to cheer with them in the crowd and all this kind of stuff. And that's what I didn't get to see last year. So this year, that wasn't the case either. So I'm going to kind of give you a visual. You can watch the replay of it on Twitch and OG1's YouTube channel and see the event. It doesn't show a lot of crowd shots. You can sometimes see the crowd behind OG1 when he's talking, but it does show us accepting our speeches. So you can go see my speech on Twitch or YouTube. And I will post a clip of it later. But for now, I'm not focused on that. I don't want to like toot my own horn, but in time I will post that clip for everyone to see. But I'm going to give you a rundown of how the whole thing was. So I get to McMenamin's after work, and that's a whole story in of itself. I'll tell you, I got off work at 4:45 that day, which was good. I was happy to be one of the early people off. I had to go in earlier, 7:45, but at least I got off at 4:45, right? So I'm thinking plenty of time because they had told us check-in for the award show for all the award winners was 6:30 at the Kennedy School McMenamins, right? So I got my mask off work. I'm all ready to head out there. I'm thinking I got plenty of time. Like in any other time zone, in any other year, I probably get from where I work to the Kennedy School in 45 minutes on public transportation. Not great, considering they're just a couple miles away in Portland from each other, but definitely enough time, right? I'll get there with plenty of time to spare. I can roll up to Cannon's Ribs cart, get some food, eat, you know what I mean? All that good stuff, have time, you know what I mean? So I'm feeling good. I didn't really even think of the concept that there would be food there. So I'm thinking I'm going to show up early, eat, so I'm not like famished at the ceremony, you know what I mean? I don't want to doze out, fall asleep during the thing because I, you know, worked all week with little sleep. So, but anyway, I work in the downtown area, and it took me, okay, I got to the Rose Quarter at 6 o'clock to paint a visual for you from 4:45 in downtown area. I don't even have to tell you where I work in the downtown area. For you to visualize it anywhere in the downtown area, from anywhere in the downtown area, it should not take you until from 4:45 until 6 o'clock to get to the Rose Quarter. It shouldn't take you that long to get from the top of OHSU to the Rose Quarter in rush hour. It shouldn't take you an hour and 15 minutes. Okay. Nowhere in the downtown vicinity, it shouldn't take you. Like you could on a good day get from Gresham or Beaverton to that area in less time. So, but anyway, done with my rant. So I'm worried about, I end up getting a Lyft to get there on time from the Rose Quarter. Lyft saved me, so I gave the driver a tip. I mean, I guess you should always tip your driver, but I didn't know that until a little bit recently. So I've been tipping them since then. But needless to say, my driver, she did earn her tip. I could tell she could see I was stressed, probably more so than I should be, way more so than I should be. But it was like, this was my, you know, this was a cool opportunity for me. I didn't want to be late. I wanted to be on time, make sure I'm there for the check-in, any kind of instructions, that kind of thing. So anyway, she gets me there on time. Actually, like 10 minutes early, which is good. So we get there. And I see a couple folks that are going to be at the ceremony as well, accepting awards. So we walk in. I follow them in. They, you know, we look for signs, and then they see where it is. Because I had asked them when they walked up in the parking lot, like, yo, do you know where it's at? No, they don't either. So we find where it's at. We get in there. It's really cool. Like, man, shout out to OG1, like, for, man, I can't say this enough. Like, shout out to him for the immeasurable amount of, like, dedication and love he pours into the local hip-hop culture and scene that I mean, it goes appreciated and highly appreciated, but it's still, to me, underappreciated because it's just seeing behind the scenes, especially I'd say in the last year, as I've got to really know OG1 and what, you know, as much as you can really know one person in a year. I'm not claiming to be his best friend or anything, but just getting to really know this great person in the last year, is just, you really see, I mean, I think people, I already knew and people already know, but like you really sometimes, like that dude is really dedicated and does it for the love and like, you know, to uplift the local music scene and just, and so I can't say enough how much I respect and thank him for all he put into it and just everyone who put into it, the Pac West group for sponsoring it and McMenamin's for hosting it, Cliff, you know, for hosting the event, Cliff for being the stage host, my favorite host as always. It was really cool to get my award handed to me from DJ Cliff. Like anyone who knows me knows that that dude is like the radio host show who like, I was like, man, I wish we could be dope like this, you know? So, and you know, with Cool Nuts in the audience, Juma Black in the audience, other radio hosts that I look up to, it was really cool. And just all the people. So I'm kind of giving you a visual of what's going on. So we get in there anyway. I sit down. I see Andre from Friends of Noise, and we sit together at the table and talk. It's really cool. It's all love in the room with everyone, between everyone. It's really cool. Even people I don't know, more so know, I've met, even though I had met a good chunk of the people in the room, probably most of them, and at least half of them had been on either the radio show or the happy hour show. So that was cool. And it was just all love between all the recipients in the room. It was great. There was, you know, drinks and beer and food. And so I got to eat. I wasn't super hungry, a little bit of a nervous tummy, but I wanted to have something in my tummy. So I got an order of French fries and a beer, and it was cool. I just was like, give me the lightest beer you have, because they were all like, you know, I'm still a beer amateur, and they were like fancy beers. So, yeah, the beer was cool. I nursed it the whole time. I was too nervous to even drink so much. I didn't want to get up and like trip on the stage and be like, thank you for the award, you know. So I kept it real chill. I nursed the one beer the whole two and a half hours or whatever. Sorry, coffee break again. So anyway, yeah, so yeah, visualize that. So I sat at one of the back two tables closest to where the food and drinks were. I'm always kind of I like to be in the kind of back like that, play the back like that. Also, it was nice to be closest to getting more food. I was thinking I was going to be getting more drinks, you know. So the thought was, it was great to sit back there and, you know, all that. But anyway, no problem with that. It was cool. So yeah, I'm sitting in the back, so you can barely see me when OG1's talking. The most you're going to see me is when I walk up to the stage, give my speech and all that. And then you can sometimes see my head pop out in the back when he's talking. It was a really great event. Everyone gave cool, great acceptance speeches, even the people who didn't talk long. Shrista Tyree, who really has done a lot. If anyone in there deserved an award, she did. She had an awesome, funny speech. Great. Probably, you know, one of my favorite speeches of the night, of the people who went up. And there were some people who weren't there to accept the awards with other stuff, travel going on. Obviously, Lillard was in the NBA bubble and that kind of thing. But there was a good chunk of the award winners there, so it was still cool to be in the same room as, you know, just local and just, you know, people known everywhere. Legends, OG1, Cliff, Cool Nuts, Mike Capes, you know, Versatile, man, Swiggle Mandela, Jedi, Wynn, just Scooter Rogers, just so many cool people in the house. The dudes from The Numbers, great people. And just, yeah, it was awesome, man. Like, Juma was there, like I said, Max Smith, just all the other people you can see, you know, that were on there accepting awards. Were there. Wavy Joseph was there accepting Mike Crenshaw's award, so that was cool. Good to see him. I think I've said this before about Wavy Joseph. I think that's going to be one of the dudes leading the charge from Portland as far as just helping to continue, as I feel like the local hip hop culture is elevated, and just in the short, you know, in the time I've been involved, I've seen it elevate even more, and it had elevated, you know, a lot since, you know, between the time I got recently back involved due to radio and stuff and the time when I was out doing music with Shado. It was just a smaller fractured scene, and it's grown so much since then and it's grown so much even since I've gotten back involved. And I feel like someone like Wavy Joseph is, people who I think of in my head are going to be, you know, leading the charge as it goes to this next level as well. So that's someone I expect to see that will be doing big things for a long time. So it was cool to see him. I anticipate there's Star Wars in that guy's future for sure. So anyway, cool event, lots of cool people. It was fun. It was all love. So that's kind of what you maybe didn't see on the video, is just all of us sitting at separate tables, you know, a couple people at each table, and that's what we had, food and drinks. It was cool. It was real low key, but it was still fun to get a go up on the podium. Give a speech. People actually clap for me, which is good. I've never like gone up and accepted and awarded an award show before, so I didn't know what to expect. It was like something you see on TV, so it's something I'll always be like, yo, that was really cool, for real. Like, I don't need to ever win any award again in my life. This thing looks like a damn Grammy to me, like a fucking Golden Globe. You know what I'm saying? Like, this shit is as nice as one of those things too. When I saw what it actually was, I was blown away. Like, I just expected some whatever. I would have been happy with a paper. You know what I'm saying? It was cool just to be mentioned. And so, like, to get this cool glass, like, heavy duty, like, I guess I'm holding it right now. And I guess to describe it accurately for you, like, it's glass, but like, if I dropped it on the, I know that I joked on my Instagram about not wanting to drop it and shatter it, but honestly, if I dropped this, it would probably chip the floor more than it would shatter it. This is some heavy duty glass. Like, I could probably knock out a robber straight TV style in the head with this joint if they came in the house. I still want to be careful. I don't want to chip it or whatever would happen to it if it's dropped. So it's going to stay up high and safe where it can be admired by eyes and not by hands. But right now I'm holding it. And yeah, I'm just like, man, I'm in awe that it just says Danny Ocean on there. I thought in my head, the people at the trophy place who made this, I wonder if they like Danny Ocean. They're giving awards to movie characters now. You know what I mean? I know they're probably like, who is that? So, you know, that kind of made me crack up in my head because all, you know. Anyway, maybe that's just a weirdo for me for thinking that, but yeah, it's really cool. I'm so honored. Like, I'm holding it right now and I just can't believe. I want to thank everyone who like you know, I want to thank people who mentioned me because, you know, or people who brought me up and who said I was influential and you know what I mean, and the people who nominated me and voted for me and all that stuff, and however the awards were compiled. Like, I'm honored that what OG1 said about me before I went up to accept the award was really nice and like great to hear that it just, man, it really like it touched me. And so I'm just, yeah, I'm really honored, still humbled, grateful, still in shock. I'll forever cherish this. So I wanted to definitely touch on the topic and kind of tell everyone how the event went down so you have some background to it. Now you can go watch the replay of it on Twitch or YouTube and see us all give our speeches. And I know that it starts out with a music video or two, or maybe three even. So it's not an error when you turn that on. Those music videos were playing on a giant screen for us to see, you know, while everything was getting started. So there'll be music videos at the beginning and then in the breaks and stuff like that. So, and then, but once you get through the first couple music videos, you'll see talking and that kind of thing. And that's when we start our speeches and OG1 does his talking and stuff. So there you go. It's cool to watch. You should definitely check it out. He announced some cool things about the future of Hip Hop Day in other cities or Hip Hop Week in other cities. So that's something cool. It's neat to think that Portland was the first place to ever have a Hip Hop Day and now a Hip Hop Week. So leading the charge there, big things. Once again, I want to say shout out to Star Child, rest in peace. And as I've told other people before, this was someone who was an acquaintance of mine. Just, you know, we had mutual good friends. So shout out to my homie JB, you know, for being that mutual friend. So shout out to him for being that friend. And yeah, anyway, so it wouldn't this none of this would be possible because we got to remember that, you know, who founded Hip Hop Day, you know, with OG1 was Star Child. And so that's one of the main dudes who like really pushed this hip hop culture and showed love for it in Portland. And so I think everyone owes gratitude to Star Child, a man who was gone too soon. And like I said, even though we weren't really friends, just acquaintances, I always like was in awe of what that dude was doing, even if he just saw me as JB's little scrubby friend or whatever. But like, I can tell you, I can vouch for the fact that early on, when the local hip hop scene is not what it is now or even close, that dude was one of the few people that was out there supporting, you know, going to different types of hip hop shows, regardless of what clique the artists ran with and stuff, when it was more fractured. And, you know, he had his show on the radio playing local hip hop and giving, you know, local musicians a chance to shine. He was one of the first to be able to do that in Portland on a basis, on a level where it was reached by a wide audience, you know what I mean? And not just, no disrespect to DJ Fresh and the Fresh Connection and all the early, you know, K-Boo hosts who hosted shows, because that was like our hip-hop lifeline in a time when there was no hip-hop on local radio. But I'm just saying Starchild was one of the first to really put local artists in front of a wider audience like that. So I don't think his impact should ever be taken lightly. So it was really, really a great honor to get a Star Award, to be at this ceremony. So yeah, that's the report for everyone who missed that. I got some other great topics coming up on this episode. Wanted to talk about the Star Awards first before we get into other stuff. Be back after this break. Danny Ocean's Random Podcast. All right, welcome back to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast, and we have a guest who's been on a couple times with us. Go ahead and tell him your name.
Strawberry.
And we're here to talk about going back to school, but online. So I was actually meaning to ask you about this, but it's cool that you wanted to be interviewed, because I'll just ask you about it on here now. How do you feel about starting school and knowing that you're going to go at least the first 2 months or so, maybe more, online?
I don't know about the online part. I'm excited for the school shopping, though, because that's like my favorite part.
Is there stuff you're going to miss about going to school?
Yes, all my friends and my teacher.
Well, I thought to make it easier for you, to make it feel like it's more at school here when you're at home, I'm going to find the company that makes the lunches for the school lunches and have them deliver school lunch food to you.
No.
Why? I wanted to make it feel like more like school here for you. And why not do that? Then what better way to do that than bring the best part of school, school lunches?
No. The best part of school is the friends.
It's not the school lunch. It's not the awesome hamburgers with a little tiny piece of cheese on the top?
No.
Or the like flat square pizza?
No.
Do they do that? Is it still the square pizza at school? When kids have pizza at your school, is it still square pizza?
There's square pizza and triangle pizza.
Oh, yeah. And they have pizza rippers or whatever. Barf. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, you wanted to talk about going back to school. So tell me your thoughts. How do you feel about it overall?
It's not the worst.
It's not the worst? No. What makes it okay? What's some good things about it?
The supplies. I just love using the supplies, and that we get to have our classroom in our own house.
So do you like the idea of not having to kind of
go in my room?
Yeah, get up and do your hair and walk up to school? Is that kind of nice?
Yeah, not having to leave at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, if you have to go to class at 8, you can just go right in the next room, basically.
Yeah, but I probably will be awake at like 9.
So when are your meetings going to be? When are the daily meetings supposed to be for your class? I haven't read the email from your teacher yet, so.
Don't know yet.
Well, we'll look that up. All right. Look who it is. Do you want to say hi? I'm doing my podcast right now.
Oh, hi.
Yes, I have more kids.
A ton more. No, yes, not a ton more. How many have been on the podcast already?
Well, that makes the fourth one. So there's only one that hasn't been now.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay. So, back to school. Do you feel it's harder, easier, or about the same to comprehend or figure out how to do your work online versus going to school?
Harder, but also I don't know. I think it's the same. But I think it's actually easier.
Okay, so if you can't figure out something in class, you raise your hand or however your teacher wants you to get their attention. How do you do that online?
Well, I could
email or Zoom, okay.
Or I could ask my mom, because she's a teacher.
But, like, your mom's going to have to be, you know, she won't be able to answer every question right away. She'll be in her own meetings and teaching her own class. Like, if you have to message your teacher, does she respond quick enough? Do you feel like for you to still get it down? Like,
well,
it would be.
This is a new teacher, so.
But like last year when you had to do it for a little bit, I mean, how was that?
I didn't really do that. I did that in Zoom. So.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, she does it in Zoom. She, like, keeps me behind so I can do it in Zoom.
What are you doing?
Get out of here, dog.
What is the dog doing? Didn't we just give you food?
Yes, we just gave you a ton of it.
Quit licking the floor. Man, dogs are something else.
Dogs will eat anything.
They'll eat poop. They'll literally eat poop. Yes, our dog will literally run off with the cat's poop and eat it. It's disgusting. And this dog is well fed. We just gave you like fancy, expensive food, but she'll go still and eat a poo if she want, if it's like.
Yes, she is well fed.
Oh boy, look, she's looking for more stuff on the floor. Like seriously.
Don't you dare eat the cat food.
Man, dogs.
Good thing we don't have hay in here. Athena would eat it all.
Yeah, seriously. Oh man, so okay, well, anything else you want to say about going back to school online?
I'm excited for the shopping. I'm getting...
What are you going to get?
Notebooks, folders, all the normal school supplies, but I think I might pay my own money to get, like, extra cute notebooks and stuff.
Awesome. Have you... I'm sorry, what about a backpack? Do you have a backpack already?
And
good deal.
I don't think I need to get a new backpack.
No, you don't.
Because it's online.
Yep.
We'll worry about that when it's not.
So, have you got to meet this teacher that you have now? Did you see that teacher last year?
Yes, I did. Once.
Okay. And good or bad?
I don't know.
Okay.
My friend who had her says she's very nice.
Okay. So you haven't met with her online yet? Not till school starts?
Nope, I have not.
All right, sounds good. So, anything else you want to say about going back to school? What are you going to buy when you school shop? Stuff for me?
Wait, what?
I could use some back to school stuff.
No, you couldn't.
I know. Never again.
You don't have school.
Never again.
You're lucky. Oh. But I also like the supplies.
Yeah, supplies. But you would get the supplies either way.
Yeah, because you'd need it in life.
Well, no, I mean, whether you're going to school in person or online.
Yeah, because we'll need the erasers, the pencils, the notebooks, the folders.
Did they teach you cursive writing in school?
They did in third grade. We did a whole book on cursive. We did, like, I think, stop it, dog! Like, 2 letters a day.
And how do you feel about it?
Or no. Yeah, 1 letter a day, and we would work on, like, sentences and words, and I like it a lot.
Okay.
But we haven't worked on cursive at all in fourth grade.
Because there's no reason to ever use it in real life.
Really?
No.
Well, my signature is cursive, isn't it?
That's it. That's the whole reason for cursive. I mean, if we lived in old-timey England, then it might be something worthwhile. But...
I know my cursive. I'm at my... Wait, what is my signature? Is that your initials? First and last name?
Some people just do their initials for their signature, I think.
Can you do a different one? Like, can you make
You it? Really can pick your signature whatever you want. It can be the shape of a cow blowing, like, bubbles. I mean, if that's your signature, really, like, your signature is up to you. I mean, no one... Maybe that's not true,
you
but,
want it
like...
To be fast.
But it's mine is just scribbles, and if that's your signature, people just see that I scribble, and they're like, oh, that's what he does.
But do you remember scribbles that you do?
Yeah, it's basically a scribble in the shape of my name. Because it used to be I wrote my name all fancy and cursive, and it took forever, and like slowly I would get faster and look sloppier and friendly. I was just like scribble, scribble. And now I just go with the scribble.
I think I might draw like a cloud and mountains. Clouds and mountains.
That's going to be your signature?
Yeah, clouds, mountains, and maybe a lake.
But you have to draw it the same every time. Everything you sign has to be that same picture forever.
Forever?
Yeah. So, because they always match your signatures. That's your signature's always like they. If they see my signatures when I'm younger and now, they'll think I'm a completely different person. But it just slowly changed over time. But most people keep the same signature forever.
I'll practice signatures today and pick one that I like, and that I'll probably keep forever. By the way, that was my foot on the chair.
It wasn't you fluffing?
I was not farting.
You didn't poot? Did you poot?
No. There were no barking spiders.
You didn't have flatulence? You didn't flatulate?
No.
That's what he would call it, flatulence. That's like the science way to say
it's
fart.
It's called farting.
No, but scientifically, it's called flatulence.
Okay.
It means gas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I used to take science classes.
Yeah, me too, and I'm glad I never have to again. No, it's not as bad as math, but it's close.
It was pretty fun getting to do the experiments, but sometimes that was when I was littler. Ow. Like in first grade. And I was always like hungry or thirsty in science class and we could never do anything.
Oh, the experiments are the worst.
Squid and
yeah, I hate all that. I feel like I'm gonna blow something up in the science lab. I don't like being in there.
I feel like I almost threw up. Dissecting a squid.
Well, thank you for coming on the podcast again. Do you want to say anything else before I go? Is there anything you want to talk about related to school that you wanted to say that we haven't covered yet?
School is okay.
It's okay? Are you sad that summer's over?
Yes.
But wasn't it kind of a lame
summer? I'm sad that Corona happened.
No, summer was kind of lame this year.
I really wanted to go on vacation.
We didn't go nowhere, and we wanted to.
I really wanted to go to a beach.
Oh, yeah. We were originally going to really do something this summer, like probably further than the beach.
We were to visit family, too. We would have gone, like, far? Like a country?
Like Seattle, no.
Like out of country?
No, like Seattle or something.
I want to go to...
But still better than just going to, like, the beach or the mountain.
It would be fun to go to Japan.
Yeah?
I've always wanted to
That probably won't be happening for a long time. People are not allowed to travel. People from America are not allowed to travel very many places right now.
Some people have been traveling. I've seen airplanes in the sky.
Yeah, but they're going to, like, other states.
Hmm. Oh, we could have gone to Disneyland.
Can't. Disney World. No, they're closed.
I mean, this summer.
Maybe they're open, but we're not going to that.
Happened.
Yeah, we could have gone to Disneyland, but we are not going this year.
Is Disney World the same thing as Disneyland?
Basically, but it's in Florida, and I heard it's a little bit bigger. But, like, I don't know how much bigger it needs to be. We've been to Disneyland, and that place is freaking huge. It doesn't need to be bigger.
It is awesome!
It doesn't need to be any bigger. It's like a city. It's like two cities hooked together.
I went on a roller coaster with Mommy, and I was so scared. It was a rainbow roller coaster. I was really little.
Like, if Disney World is bigger than Disneyland, it better have, like, its own Ubers and airport and stuff.
No. But I'm thinking it's about half the size of the world.
Half the size of the world is Disney World?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to get lost in there then.
You don't want to get lost. No, it's not. It's a quarter of the world.
Yeah, no, it is big though.
Have you ever been there?
No, but I heard that Disney World is bigger than all of the Manhattan in New York City. That's what they say. It has more square miles than
Manhattan.
Manhattan is the biggest part of New York City with the tall buildings that you see on TV and Times Square and like the Statue of Liberty.
I think it's called Manhattan.
But they say that Disney World has more land than that. That's how big it is.
Wait, more land than
New York City, the big island of New York City.
Wow.
So think about how big that is.
So there's more land than the whole entire Statue of Liberty laying down.
Well, think about it. Like 3 million people live on that island. There's more room in Disney World than where 3 million people live.
What?
Yeah, think about it.
Isn't there 3 million people in the world?
No, there's like
3 billion.
Some billions, 30 billion.
Whoa! That's a lot.
Yeah.
Disney World sounds fun.
Yeah.
There's probably every single Disney princess there.
What about Legoland? Would you ever? Does that sound interesting?
Ooh, yeah, Legoland. I really want to go. I also want to go to Harry Potter
Land. Also, places that we'll never be going for a long time. Sorry.
Harry Potter Land.
Boo.
You.
You know what'd be better than Harry Potter Land? What? Chuck E. Cheese.
No.
7-Eleven.
No.
The DMV.
Boo.
The shoe store.
Boo.
The library.
Okay.
Still better than Harry Potter Land.
No.
Yep. Going to get your teeth pulled out.
No, boo.
Still better than Harry Potter.
No. Yeah. What else is better?
Falling in the toilet in the bathroom.
Boo.
Eating dog food on the floor like a dog.
Accidentally okay. Cutting your finger.
Yep. Cutting your finger off, still better than Harry Potter.
Oh my God. Breaking your arms and your legs.
Oh no, we're not going to go that far.
Okay.
I've had a broken leg. It's not cool.
Ugh. Stubbing your toe?
Better than Harry Potter.
Oh, stubbing your toe's the worst. I stubbed it today.
Getting punched in the face with a brick? Better than going to Harry Potter.
Oh, wait. You said we could go broken bones? Getting punched in the face with a brick is way worse.
I'm just joking. Oh.
What's so, this bottom drawer for?
It's for storing pans and stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Some ovens, it's actually for warming food. Keeping food.
Yeah, they have food warming drawers in the bottom.
Yeah.
I worked at a restaurant where we stored baked potatoes. We had a warming drawer, and that's where the baked potatoes went to.
So
people
this isn't
bought them.
A warming drawer?
It's not. Oh. It would have a window, and it would like have a little like grate. Or like a little, kind of like a thing, you know, like a silver. Sometimes they just have like a silver flat bottom.
Like this or something?
No, like a flat silver bottom.
I don't know what you mean.
Just like hot metal, basically.
Oh, like a flat silver bottom inside? Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So, thanks for coming on the podcast. Anything else you want to say?
Did this oven come with the house?
Oh, boy.
So, I just want to know. Or did we move the oven into the house?
It came with the house.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to a break because all we're doing is talking about the oven and such. Okay. So I will be back, and then I'm going to talk about new bar supplies with my wife.
Bar supplies?
You are listening to Danny Ocean's Random Podcast.
Bar supplies?
All right, welcome back to the show, and I hope you enjoyed the little segment with Strawberry about back to school. I talked to her about how she was feeling about online school.
Oh, what'd she say?
You know, that she'd miss seeing her friends, basically. I told her that I can find the company that makes school lunch food and have it sent here for her if she
Cisco.
Wanted. She almost barfed, so.
Well, she also has been eating school lunch lately, because I've been... It's been my only sanity is running up and getting the free lunches.
I noticed, which I got some chocolate milks in the fridge. I'm going to take those. So, getting to what we're going to talk about. No, you know what we're going to talk about first? Hmm. We're going to talk about plants real quick, because how much did you pay for a plant recently? I want you guys to hear this out of her mouth.
$4.
Liar.
$4.
Four times what?
Just four times one.
No, you spent a lot more recently on a plant, right?
I mean, it depends on what you define as money.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I had sold a bunch of plants and cuttings, so uh-huh. I had a $36 Venmo balance. Uh-huh. So I only paid $4 for the plant.
So it was a $40 plant.
It was $4.
And when I say it's a $40 plant, I don't mean it's measured in 3.5 grams when I say it's a $40 plant. I mean, it's a plant that's going to sit in our windowsill.
It's a variegated Hindu rope, and it's a decently sized one. Uh-huh. And that's like one of my dream plants. So, I mean, I've been trying to think of like a new one to like hunt for, and I don't even like, I'm like, I reached it. That was like my one. That was like at the top.
Well, do you have a Venus flytrap?
I have killed two Venus flytraps.
Why don't we have more?
Because I kill them.
Why don't we just get like 80 and put them in the kitchen? So as everyone knows, Shado, my co-host on the radio show and with me on the Happy Hour show. What?
Shado?
Oh my gosh.
I'm just kidding. Shado's
my has a bar in his house that's equivalent of a lot of bars, like bars, more than most hotel bars probably. So I had been telling him, you know, I want to start my own little bar, you know, not necessarily to rival him because that's impossible, but just, you know, I'm always just, I have one bottle or something like that. You know what I mean? And it's like vodka or whiskey, mostly whiskey.
And then we get another one.
Exactly. So, you know, beans that I don't drink as much, I could, theoretically, I could, yes, if I just didn't have one bottle at a time, I could have several all the time because we're not guzzling it.
Yeah, we don't drink, like, hardly at all.
So, with that being said, of course my guy Shado has the hookup on bar supplies at this point and gets stuff straight from, you know, distributors and stuff. And so he hooked me up with a starter kit of bar stuff, and that's where my wife comes in. She's going to help me. Look at what we got going on here. So I'm excited for this. And if you want a tasting of it, here's your taster glass. That's as close as you're going to get to Vegas for a while.
Yeah. This is literally a straight Vegas glass.
Yep, for sure. Anyone who went to Vegas particularly a while back will recognize these glasses for sure. They were at every bar, every casino floor. Glasses, the ones you get the free drinks in at the casino floor, basically.
Yeah, and maybe a few accidentally might have ended up in our suitcase.
Well, I mean, they let you walk out on the street with them, so, you know, mine now. It comes with the overpriced hotel.
Can I just put out a little disclaimer? I want to say I'm sorry to Shado if I offend him for not liking any of this stuff, because
he didn't brew it himself.
I know, but this is just not my typical go-to thing.
No, it's not mine either. But here's the great thing about him giving me this stuff is this was stuff that if I was going to start building my own bar, and even if I had a good amount of money to start, I wouldn't think to buy any of these things. And probably a lot of this stuff is like this weird, is like a weird ingredient in like several different kinds of like drinks, like sidecars and shit. Like, so I'm glad that he gave me this kind of stuff. I would have never thought to buy myself gin, but a lot of mixed drinks have gin in it. You just don't know because it's like one of the three liquors.
Never mind.
But you what? No, say. No,
I legitimately don't buy drinks that have gin in them, period.
Okay.
Like, as any ingredient.
Okay.
Because I think it tastes like a dirty Christmas tree.
So, how many dirty Christmas trees have you tasted?
Enough to know what gin and dirty Christmas trees taste like. Jeez,
okay.
But let's do it. Let's try this gin.
Uh-huh. Would you like a straw?
Dry rye. And would you like to pronounce those?
Oh yeah, let's see what he gave me. He gave me a 3-pack of gins by St. George, artisan distilling since 19 something and two. Okay, dry rye.
Go ahead, keep going.
Terrier. We're just gonna go with that.
Terrier is a dog.
Dude, this will be awesome because Shado always cracks up at the way I mispronounce liquor stuff. So what's the last one? We're gonna go with that too.
That's like terroir or something.
If it's French, it's like terroir.
I don't know.
We are so much better than you.
Botanivore. That sounds like a botanivore. Sounds like a dinosaur that would only eat flowers.
That's botanivory, okay?
You know, botanical.
No, that word is botanivory.
Botanivore.
Botanivory. Okay.
Yeah, we're good at that.
So you're gonna actually try the gin?
Well, isn't that the point of what we're doing right now?
We're not gonna actually have to try all this stuff. Not if you don't want to.
I thought we talked about this before, and you said we were going to try it.
Okay. I mean, you have to necessarily try, like, this mixer, this, like, what is, oh, we'll get to this. I don't want to jump ahead. This, which we're going to get to.
Go ahead while I'm opening this and just, like, tell them what else is on.
No, we're going to go one at a time, but just, we'll talk about this one, but just between me and you. This is going to be pretty just sitting in my bar. Just look at it.
What is that?
I don't even know, but it just looks dope.
It looks like olive oil.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, do I really want to drink that out of milk?
Olive oil that's 42.3% alcohol. Oh. But it is from an Italian distiller, so maybe they just use the same bottles.
Okay, this is taking too long. You could help.
Can you imagine if your kid's trying to cook spaghetti for the first time and think that's olive oil? Just dumps it in the bottom of the pan.
Okay, here we go. This is the botanivore.
Okay, so the botanivory.
The botanivory. Smells like a Christmas tree.
I gotta smell it. I wanna... Wait, hold up. It smells like someone dumped rubbing alcohol in flat Sprite.
No, it doesn't. It smells like a pine tree.
No, like flat Sprite and rubbing alcohol. That's what it smells like to me.
Yeah, I could smell that, actually.
You know, Sprite has a kind of bubbly, piney smell. Yeah. Yeah, like old Sprite that's been sitting out with the can. So,
pour it in one of these and let's try it.
Okay, well, give me the... I'm doing this one-handed. Can you hold the Vegas glass so I don't...
Oh, this one's strong.
Can you hold the Vegas glass so I don't, like... Yeah.
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah. Okay, and... Dude, your face is turning, like, light magenta. I don't want to try it.
Go ahead, try it.
No. You're scaring me.
No, I mean, like, you like gin more than I do.
No, I do not. I like some drinks that happen to... Okay.
Let it touch your tongue.
Oh, gosh. The look on your face, though, that was like pain.
Do it. Come
this smells
on,
like grandma's what? Playing poker. Oh my god, it's like Pepto and mouthwash. Or no, not Pepto and mouthwash, but like DayQuil and mouthwash with like rubbing alcohol dumped in. That's the best way I can describe that.
Yeah, so I'm not going to sample the other two.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and guess that they all taste exactly the same.
That next one smells even stronger than that one, so I'm good. So, but hey, if you were a gin lover, come on over, have a drink at our house. We got some gin for you.
Yeah, it's going to be all grandmas that show up. But no, gin isn't a lot
actually,
of...
Actually, I know people who do like gin.
Yeah, in mixed drinks. There's a lot of dope mixed drinks that have gin in them. You know that the correct way to make a martini is with gin.
I can't. Nope, that's not happening.
Okay, now what I've been told about this...
Before you smell it, tell me what you've been told.
This is not something you drink straight. It's a mixer in a lot of drinks.
Okay, well, that would make sense to me, obviously, because you don't usually drink things that are like 42% alcohol without mixing it with stuff. Uh-huh. But just by the smell of this, I can tell you it's not happening.
We don't have to taste it.
Nope, I'm not tasting it.
Whoa, hold up. I kind of like that smell.
Oh, God. You know what it does to my stomach? It literally makes it turn. What does it smell like to you?
Wait, I gotta get this gin smell out of my nose because that's mixing with it still. Okay. It smells like citrus licorice.
I was gonna say black licorice, but I was gonna say it smells to me just like NyQuil.
Okay.
Like the liquid.
Yeah, you're right. I think I like the smell, but I would not like the taste. We're going to vote. But this is a really cool looking bottle.
It is.
As I was telling you, that will look cool in my bar forever as I don't use it very much. It'll just be able to sit there and look cool.
Yeah.
Because I've seen this in bars and thought, oh, it's a cool looking bottle. I recognize it. This is Galliano La Intitico. Should I read all this down there?
No, you shouldn't. Let's go to the
La Armonia Segreta di Sapori.
What is this? Bruto Americano liqueur. St. George.
Okay.
St. George Artisan Distillers since 1982.
What is a cat doing up in the office? Sounds like it's up there.
Yeah, you know what she's doing? She's tearing off the butterfly and bird stickers off the wall. Really? Only the butterflies and birds.
Did Zach put on the wall?
That Lana put on the wall, yeah. Okay. And Lana keeps going up and thinking that they've fallen off.
Okay, no, you're good. On to this one. What is this?
Brutto Americano.
Wait, can we hold it before we go to that? Did you give the cat some catnip or something? No. Is that why she's chasing the bird stickers and not...
No.
Okay.
No, I think it's hilarious. It's like she so badly wants to be an outdoor cat, but she's too scared.
Every time I open the door, I'll like leave it sometimes and start washing the dishes.
She's pulling them all off the wall, that little butthead. Lana's going to be so pissed at her. Lana keeps thinking, she's like, these stickers are the worst. They keep falling off the wall.
That's because the cat.
It took me a minute to realize, no, they're not falling off the wall. They're actually really good stickers. It's the freaking cat is pulling them off the wall. All the butterflies and all the birds.
That's awesome. It's kind of funny.
It's like, she's like, I can't. I'm too chicken to hunt them outside. So I'm going to hunt the paper.
I try to get her. I don't force her, but I'll like... open the screen door, go wash the dishes, you know? And she just sits there in the doorway and looks outside.
Sometimes she'll go out, like if we're out there in the back, she'll come out, but she stays with her body like touching the side of the house.
Yeah.
And she'll walk just the length of the house. She's too chicken to go anywhere else.
Yeah. She'll get there. She'll get braver.
We'll see.
Well, didn't she go in the neighbor's yard the other day? That was big time for her. That was probably like taking a vacation to Florida.
She was like, under their car, and Lana was freaking out.
Okay, on to this. I'm sorry. Why are you looking at me this way? Okay. Brutto Americano. This looks really like art museum-y. This is also from St. George Artisan Distillers, and this is definitely going to be present where a lot of people wear tuxedos and stuff that they rented for a wedding. That's what it looks like to me. This looks like it's going to smell like licorice too. Can I be honest?
This is not going to be sampled by me.
Doesn't it look like it's going to smell like licorice too?
Yeah, but it doesn't smell like licorice.
Oh, do you smell it?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hold this while I smell it?
Yeah.
Can you just hold the mic towards me?
He explains to me like I don't know what I'm doing.
It just smells like, I don't even know what that smells like. Ink.
Ink? It looks like ink.
I don't know. I kind of
am curious. Can you believe we put this poison shit in our bodies all the time?
Seriously, don't be bumming me out.
I know, but like when you smell it, it's like you're instantly repulsed. Yeah.
Well, this is definitely a liqueur. It's not something I just even want to drink straight anyway.
Maybe that might be actually, though, really good with like some hot chocolate.
That's what I mean. I'm looking at, I'm going to,
Spanish coffee kind of thing.
I'm definitely going to make some concoctions with all this stuff. Yeah. So there's no doubt about that. Thank you to Shado for real, because like all these things are like I said, oh no, we got one more.
Yeah.
This looks like the best one actually. All these things are things I wouldn't think about buying, but are probably going to like be the mystery ingredient in several drinks that I'll be like, oh, I've always wanted to have a sidecar and now I can make one at home. Oh, shart. Did I crack anything? Okay, now this I want to taste because this might actually be good.
I want to taste that one.
Dr. McGillicuddy's Intense Raw Vanilla. And look at the like old-timey writing too, so you know it's like...
It's a liqueur also.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that would be good in hot chocolate.
The Legacy of Dr. McGillicuddy. We're not going to read all that, but it's pretty dope. So yeah, this is a product of Canada. Okay. This is imported from Canada. Okay.
It's Canadian.
Yeah. Do you remember that in The Office when he's like trying to hype up the whim and he's like, we're going to Canada? And he's all, what's that? Canada. Canada. So this is imported from Canada. And we're going to try it. And this looks dope. Raw vanilla. So I think this will be cool. Do you want to pour it? Why?
Because I'm eating ice cream.
Man, forget your blizzard. Well, I'm going to just...
You didn't want a blizzard.
She's lying.
You didn't.
Okay. How does it feel to be a fibber?
You told me no. I said, do you want ice cream? No.
She's completely fabricating this story out of nowhere.
Oh my God.
Terrible. You don't. Okay. That was probably.
I have witnesses.
That was probably more than we needed to pour. Whoa, that was way more than we needed to pour.
Whoa.
We're not drinking that much.
No, I like, just want to taste it.
Okay. There we go. Have a taste. Does it go well with the ice cream?
Mmm, yeah. Yeah, nice. I like that one.
Well, I'm excited for this. And this is, I would say, of all the stuff he gave me, probably my second favorite looking bottle, too.
You said that, does it go good with ice cream? That would make a good milkshake. Like, blend it all up with some vanilla ice cream. It would be good. Or a different
ooh,
flavor.
No, I like this. That kind
of... You could go with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you can really taste the vanilla. I like how the intense is a good way to describe it. But not in a bad way. It's like the vanilla taste is really intense, but
it's like
I'm not
real,
overwhelmed with sugar.
Like, it's a real vanilla taste. It's not like the artificial
yeah, vanilla exactly. Flavor. I'm not overwhelmed with flavorings and sugar. It's very sweet, but you know what I mean by not overwhelmed with sugar. Yeah. Yeah, I like that. You can still taste the alcohol kicks in at the end. That's nice. Oh, yeah, that's going to go in a lot of holiday drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for sure. I'm guessing this, too, without really. And then, of course, we have the Elijah Craig whiskey, which I bought for myself. My first just straight-up whiskey of my new bar collection that I'm going to try to build up here. How do you feel about this whiskey? Because you've tasted several whiskeys with me over time as I've gotten more into drinking better whiskeys and stuff. How do you rate this one here on a scale to 5?
I liked this one. I don't know about rating it on a scale, but I try to think about like how easily drinkable it is. Because for me anyway, I prefer whiskey straight.
Okay.
And so, you know, some of them just, like, burn when they go down, and others are a lot easier to drink. And this one, I think, is a, like, an easier sipping sort of a whiskey, and okay. I like that about it. So I do like that one a lot.
Okay. Good deal. So I agree. It's definitely, in Oregon prices, this doesn't translate everywhere because our liquor costs a lot, but in Oregon prices, it's definitely, one of the better ones in the 20 to 30 range. If you're spending that much on a bottle, the high 20s, low 30s. So yeah, I definitely like that. It's good stuff. It's like you said, it's not too harsh. It's a bourbon, which is really beginning to be my favorite kind of whiskey is bourbon whiskey.
Me too.
So there we go. I still like, you know, Irish stuff and Scotch and Canadian stuff too. All of it. And I hear there's
whiskey's
pretty...
Whiskey's the best. Yeah. I mean, vodka's great because it's like water. It mixes with everything. So I don't really count that. So next to that, whiskey's the best.
Okay, what would be your third if you had to drink it straight? Would you go with rum? Cognac? Tequila? I know it's not gin.
It's not tequila either.
So is it rum or brandy? Or?
Probably brandy. I guess.
Okay. Yeah. How do you feel about drinking rum?
Maybe rum. I don't know. See, I'm not a big rum drinker.
But it goes okay in a lot of stuff
yeah,
like vodka.
Like honestly, when I drink rum, it's typically a Malibu
yeah.
pineapple juice.
Yeah.
And so that's, I mean, but I don't really like the sweet drinks anymore. So everything I drink is pretty like simple and not sugary. Yeah. And so I tend not to order rum anymore because when I did, it was like the sweetened ones.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, there we go. So the Elijah Craig, yeah, I really liked it too. I got to get some more whiskey and some stuff before I drink through that bottle so it actually builds up. And I need a vodka too. So pick up some faded, pour the potato and some faded vodka. That is the sponsor on the other podcast I'm on, so I will be getting some of their vodka. For sure.
Nice.
Yes. So I'm excited to build this up. I don't know where I'm going to put it, though. That's the problem. I can't just like have it take over my counter like Shado does at his house, because we have lots of people living here. So. Yeah.
We probably have an empty cupboard.
Yeah, I need like a mini hideaway bar cart cupboard thing or something that I can stick under a desk or something, or like.
You need a tray.
Roll
like
into
this.
A closet.
You need a tray like this that you can put them on and then just put it into it.
It's got to be tougher than this, though. Like this made out of something stronger, because this is already feels like it's about to bend if I lift it up with all these in here. It's too.
Well, it's.
And I need like a wood, like a heavy, thick wood tray.
Like that one?
Yeah, but like stronger than that. Like I need like it made out of like crate. Like I need a little mini crate.
That's what that is. I get what you're saying though, like a little crate.
Something that doesn't look like it came from.
Anyway, your conversation is
Pottery Barn right now. Dude, my conversation's awesome because I'm in it, okay? And I'm awesome.
Okay. Hateable.
Anyway. Are you gonna share this with me when we start recording? Are you gonna share this?
No.
Why?
Because I asked you for this exact reason. I asked you if you wanted a blizzard and you told me no.
Okay.
So too bad you missed out.
Anything else you want to say before I call this episode a wrap?
No.
Thank you for coming on again. Thank you to my beautiful and sexy wife. You're the best. Thanks to all my listeners. Tell your friends, anyone that you like, or if you hate this podcast and you really hate people, tell them about it too, because I don't care where the listeners come from. You can hear this almost anywhere podcasts are, almost anywhere, for real. So thank you for tuning in, and until next time, this is Danny Ocean's Random Podcast.